Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Sarks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of June 13th through the 17th, 2016, along with some key upcoming economic releases. Last week, the incoming economic data was generally decent, with retail sales posting a solid gain in May, while the Consumer Price Index, Producer Price Index, and non-fuel import prices showing some evidence of mild inflationary pressure. Retail sales increased a better-than-expected 0.5% in May. Industrial production did fall by 0.4%, held back by utility output and the manufacturing sector, but propped up by a surprising increase in mining. Within manufacturing, a sizable decline in motor vehicles and parts drove that index down. Excluding the auto sector, manufacturing only fell 0.1%. Not nearly as bad of a market reaction. Housing starts also fell in last week's data, but it was down only a modest 0.3%. Economic data is expected to be mixed this week, with some good, some bad, but nothing great and nothing terrible. As the election draws near, uncertainty may be a hindering factor for domestic businesses as they slow their business and equipment investment. Also, on the heels of the most recent FOMC meeting, the Federal Reserve appears open to leaving interest rates unchanged for longer than originally anticipated. Chairwoman Janet Yellen said the Federal Reserve is trying to figure out the best monetary policy for an economy that is approaching full employment and where inflation will eventually come back up to near 2%. Last week's data highlight looks at retail sales. In May, U.S. retail sales activity exceeded expectations, rising 0.5%. This followed the more than 1% surge seen in April. Excluding auto sales, retail activity increased 0.4%. And when excluding autos and gas, they were still up 0.3%. Growth leaders included gasoline stations, non-store retailers, and sporting goods and hobby stores. Sales were up 2.5% compared to May of 2015, a tad slower than April's 3% year-over-year gain, which was the best year-over-year result since 2014. Year-over-year sales are holding up fairly well, despite gas prices still down 10% from a year earlier. Sales excluding gasoline are up nearly 4% from the year earlier. Encouragement also comes from the composition of growth. Several discretionary sectors, such as restaurants and sporting goods, are joining non-store retailers as growth leaders. Prospects are for a gradual improvement, but there are some headwinds. The drag from lower gas prices will fade in the second half of the year, and the stock market is not improving right now. However, wages continue to rise, and credit card balances are growing at the fastest rate since 2008. If employment growth can stay at a healthy level, retail spending will help keep the economy growing at a decent rate. On the international front, the Bank of Japan refrained from expanding monetary stimulus ahead of the UK vote on breaking from the European Union. With the yen soaring to the highest value in almost 2 years, the central bank reiterated that it won't hesitate to take action if needed. The central bank also reiterated its expectations that inflation would hit 2%, saying Japan's economy continues to expand gradually and cited plans for solid business investment. Even so, if the yen rises excessively, it could have a big impact on the pace of inflation. The Bank of Japan held its key interest rate at a negative 0.1%. The value of the yen has surged more than 15% this year, even with the introduction of the negative interest rates. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we actually have a light week of data, especially as all eyes will be on the UK referendum vote on European Union membership. We will start off the week with existing home sales for May, released on Wednesday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for existing home sales to rise from the 5.4 million annualized pace seen in April to about 5.5 million in May. This would be the third consecutive advance and the fifth in the last 6 months. New home sales for May will be released on Thursday, June 23rd at 10 a.m. We expect sales to fall by 10%. This is mostly a response to the large 17% leap seen in April. The April strength is unsustainable, so a reversal back down is expected. Overall, incoming data on the home sector has been generally positive. Finally, durable goods orders for May will be released on Friday, June 24th at 8:30 a.m. Durable goods orders are expected to increase by several tenths of a percent in May. Any positive number would be a good result following the more than 3% increase we had in April. The report should help shed some light on capital spending by businesses.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.